Test 69, Section 1, Question 18. So here we have, we're looking for which one violates the principle. So which one goes against the principle. And we'll kind of talk about this. The only way to be inconsistent with a principle is to have the if portion of the principle met, to meet the if condition, but to go against the then portion of the principle. That is to say, you meet the conditions of the principle, but then you violate the result. And so that's the only way to be inconsistent with it. So let's look at our answer choices here, our passage, and then we'll kind of tackle it. In order to encourage personal responsibility in adults, society should not restrict the performance of any of the actions of adults or interfere with the likely results except to prevent negative effects on others. So basically what we have here, the principle involved is if it doesn't have negative effects on others, then you should not restrict the performance of any action of adults or interfere with their likely results. So if you want a situation that's going to conflict or be inconsistent with this principle, we would need something where you have something that doesn't have negative effects on others, but that society is restricting the performance of adults, the actions of adults. So we look at our answer choices to try and find one. We should not prevent the students from wasting the classroom time set aside for homework, but this does not mean they may spend time any way they wish. Activities disruptive to others should not be tolerated. Now the problem here is we have something that has negative effects on others. And so therefore, this one doesn't meet our if condition that we stated in the principle, and therefore we can't go against it. B, scientists who invented this technology is not the scientist who invented it is not the only one who should be allowed to profit. After all, there's no evidence that allowing others to profit will reduce the scientists' own profits. The problem with this is that we don't really get that situation. It's not saying prevent negative effects on others. We do kind of have that, but then we say should not restrict the performance of others. In this case, that's actually meeting the principle. It's consistent with it. So not answer choice B. Even though public smoking may lead to indirect harm to others, it should not be banned. There are several other ways to eliminate the harm that do not restrict it, and hence ban on smoking. Well, the problem with this is it does. We have the situation where it does lead to harm to others, so it's not meeting the if condition, and then it's also saying don't ban it, so it would be more consistent. Highway speed limits are justified restrictions on freedom. For drivers who speed, not only risk their own lives, they kill or injure others. Moreover, speed limits have been shown to significantly reduce highway accidents. Problem here is we don't meet the if condition. We haven't established a situation where there's not negative effects on others. It is not enough that consumable product warnings contains harmful substances have warning labels. Many adults simply ignore such warnings and continue to consume these substances in spite of the harm it may cause them. This is why consuming such substances should be illegal. Now, this is the correct answer. The way that it violates it, though, is it says that it's harmful or has negative effects, but it's not on others. And so we're not trying to prevent harm to others. Rather, we're trying to prevent harm to the people themselves. And that's the situation where we cannot put restrictions on the actions of adults. And therefore, this is the one that goes against the principle. We don't have any harm to other people, but we are trying to make the actions of adults illegal. And therefore, answer choice E is our correct response.